talkradio.fm. I'm your host, Tammy Lynn McNabb. I have Melody Leskin on the phone. Melody, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tammy.
We're excited to have you. Now, your company is what, Melody?
My company is Melody's House Calls. We are a home care provider for seniors in all of Canada.
Now, you are franchising, and I understand you're a very busy lady, so I really appreciate your time today. We're excited about having you on air because I think that it's very timely. A lot of people who are in the sort of sandwich category of having parents who are older and children who are younger are looking at ways to manage and care for their parents. And from what you do, a lot of your work in the seniors' homes. Is that correct?
That's right. We are a mobile company, so we definitely go to them and we provide all the services that they are having difficulty accessing in their own communities.
Like what kind of services? What would I be looking at? What types of things can you do for my parents?
So our services are multi-leveled. Our entry-level service would be a housekeeping service, which would be suitable for anybody that needs help around the house, but is certainly targeted towards seniors. Our housekeepers can make a meal, do laundry, play Scrabble, that type of thing. And then we also offer home care, which is personal care, appointment escorts, grocery shopping with the senior. So anything that involves helping them personally with their activities of daily living, as well as getting out around the community. And then on top of that, we offer medical foot care services and a ton of different nursing services to help people with the multiple disease processes that they face.
Well, let's talk about the nursing side of things. So if my parent is, what kind of illness would you treat them? And when do I call you to take care of them?
Generally, people call us when they've kind of done all they can, balancing their own family lives and their jobs with helping out with their parents. We help out with everything from diabetes to different respiratory conditions, IV therapies. Pretty much everything is within our scope. As long as the person is not a danger to themselves at home, we can certainly help them with their issues at home.
Are more people living at home in their senior years as opposed to, you look at the pricing for seniors' care, and I was actually shocked at how expensive it is. I know that I can't afford it when I get older, so I'm probably one of those people that would be staying home just purely based on the price point. Are you finding that more people are staying home?
Well, certainly when someone looks at the option of paying these astronomical fees for community living in like an independent living or assisted living facility where they're still going to pay extra for the services that they receive there versus having somebody come into their house at strategic times throughout the day, it's far more affordable to go the option of home care. But you know, I'd say about 70 to 75% of seniors currently are living at home, and I think a much larger number than that wants to stay at home.
Well, can people afford your service? I mean, I know a bit about what you do, and I've seen that, you know, I have to commit to a four-hour minimum, the contracts, and so how is that different? Are you doing the same thing, and how is it different from being in a care home?
Right. So competitors do offer the type of services we offer at a four-hour minimum. We do a one-hour minimum. We're really wanting to reach a larger market of people who maybe can't afford 4 hours of care but definitely could benefit from 1 hour of care. So our prices are very, very competitive. And generally when I have a conversation with a family member and they say, oh, what about price? You know, how is that going to break the wallet? They're always very pleasantly surprised that it's very affordable with them to stay in a budget that works for them.
And contracts, I'm looking at a contract scenario?
Yeah, no contracts. We initially did have contracts when we first started the company, but we found that it's very difficult to hold a senior to a contract when they've fallen in the night or had an emergency trip to the hospital. I'm not going to then charge them for a visit that they couldn't keep. We have a mutual respect with our clients. They provide us with 24 hours notice, and it works well for us.
You said call in the night. So if I am, you know, across country and I'm having you care for a grandparent or a parent, can I call you 24/7, or how does that work?
Yes, we have a 24-hour 1-800 number that's Canada-wide, so there is someone to help you at any hour of the day.
So if my parent was in the hospital or, you know, being released at a late hour, you could tend to them on that level?
Absolutely. Some people are maybe not in the same province as their parent, and when something like that happens and mom gets sent to the hospital, although the EMTs are there to take her, it's a very frightening experience for an elderly person. And so we'll send a care aide along just to accompany them, just to be with them if they're stuck in a hallway for 5 or 6 hours so that they're not panicking and then the situation ends up escalating. So it works out really nicely to have somebody there just to remind them that everything's okay and we're just going to wait to see the doctor. that type of thing.
I think that's the biggest, for me personally, I think about, you know, my parents. I think that's probably the biggest thing that you do is provide comfort for not just the senior, but for the children of the senior as well. I mean, I, you know, you want to be there and available for your parents and take care of them during their time of need, but sometimes distance or scenarios don't allow for it. So do you think that you're really, you know, selling both sides of the fence? You're selling not just to the seniors and taking care of them, but also to the ones who love them.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the seniors quite often feel that they don't need our services. They're doing just fine, right? That's their kind of thought process. It's always the kids that are realizing things are not going the way they were. Mom and dad are going downhill. And we can come in with something like housekeeping, entry-level service. It's not really evasive. It's not going to impede on their independence. And then they'll start to realize that, you know, we're not that bad, and we send the same lady every time, and they make a nice relationship with her, and suddenly they're much more on board. So it brings a lot of peace of mind to the family as well as to the senior who doesn't want to lose their independence. But I get calls every day. I got a call yesterday and just telling the lady that I've met with her dad and that we're going to come in two times a day to take care of dad for a couple of hours. She was crying on the phone. She's like, you have no idea how much weight this takes off of me, and just so appreciative.
No, it has to be a relief. I mean, I think you have the same kind of love you do for your children as you do for an aging parent. And it is very, you know, very stressful, without a doubt. Tell me about the relationships between the caregiver and the senior, whoever you're taking care of. What do you do to make sure that, you know, Sue is the right match for my dad?
Yeah, so in a lot of companies, especially these, they don't want a relationship to develop between the caregiver and the client. They actually discourage that. It's not something I've ever really been able to understand as a nurse myself. Working in the medical field, I've always really valued relationships in healthcare. So in my organization, I encourage my staff to develop a healthy and obviously boundaried relationship with the client. So we send the same caregiver and we match them to their personality. So we might ask questions like, do you like somebody who's really outgoing or gregarious, or would you prefer someone who kind of just puts her head to the work and keeps her voice down? And those types of questions really do help us to match the right person to the client. At the same time, if we make a wrong match, which is very possible, we always tell the client, you know, don't feel like you can't say anything or that the person will get in trouble because it's not a good personality match. We'll be happy to send another caregiver. We've got multiple caregivers that we can choose from. So,
what do you do to sort of safeguard that scenario during during the relationship? Is there calls to the family, to the person that you're being taken care of?
Absolutely. We're always in contact with the family members as well as the client and the caregivers. We have an online system that allows all of our staff to be aware of all conversations that have occurred. So there's a lot of technology involved with what we do as well, and that keeps us very current in our knowledge, which helps us be good care providers. But we provide weekly and daily summaries to family members that want it. And we also sometimes will ask the children, you know, how is your mom liking the caregiver? Because sometimes mom doesn't want to say anything to upset anybody. So the kids will often out it for us if it's not a good match. But, you know, most of the time we do a really good job and people are really happy with the girls we send because our staff really do believe in what they're doing. They love home care. That's why they work for us. And they buy into our motto, which is we bring our heart to your home. And they really absorb that, and it shows.
For you, Melody, what was your motivation to be in this industry? I mean, I think that you have to be very, just like running a daycare, or you have to like children. You have to want to be around them, take care of them, change their poopy diapers. And with elderly, there's a whole skew of services that you provide that are very intimate. What kind of a person wants to do that, and what was your motivation for starting this company?
Well, before I became a nurse, I didn't know that I loved seniors. I had a great relationship with my grandmother. She was quite grouchy, so it was always a bit of a challenge with her, but I enjoyed the challenge. But once I became a nurse and I started working with seniors, I really had huge empathy for the situation that they find themselves in the medical system when they're in this hospital and they don't understand what's going on and no one's taking the time to stop and explain things to them. So that really tugged on my heart and really became a passion for me, and I'm a strong advocate for people, so that was part of what really prompted me to start the business. So I think the people that get involved in this field have to love seniors. It's not a good business for someone who doesn't have the patience or the interest in working with seniors. They need to be people that are empathetic, that like to listen to stories and have patience, because those are all the things that are important to seniors. This is not rushing through a 10-minute routine of getting up in the morning. That's the healthcare system in the public. In the private realm, we're taking our time. We're talking with them. We're in their home, so we're letting them do their life, and we're just part of it.
What's the biggest part of your services? What are people mostly calling you for to do for the elderly?
I think that most people are interested in having someone to help out with a little bit of personal care, cooking, getting out to the doctor's appointments, and keeping the house tidy. So it's sort of a package of those core things. I mean, we certainly service everything, but those would be the calls I get almost every single day. It's just a little bit of help with make sure she gets out of the shower safely, make sure she's eating and has groceries in her cupboard. She's got to see the doctor 3 times a week. I can no longer leave my work every time mom has to go to the doctor, so just make sure all those things are taken care of.
Your name doesn't reflect the fact that you're taking care of just seniors like a lot of people who have similar companies in the industry. You and I had a conversation before that you provide services for postnatal care for people who are coming out of hospitals. So you're not just a senior care provider, is that correct?
Absolutely. We help, like you said, new moms. We've had people who've had plastic surgery done that just need help for a few days to recover from that. People who've experienced medical surgeries of all ages. So we really service a variety of people, and they come to us for many different reasons. But our core, obviously, is seniors because of the growing demand for that service, but we certainly are available for anyone who needs help at home.
And again, that's on an hourly basis. I would have to hire you for a day. Is that correct?
Yeah, you could hire us for as little as 1 hour, and there's no schedule required necessarily. It can be a call as needed. We have people who just give us a call, you know, once every 3 weeks to get out and do their running around because they don't want to pay a taxi. So it doesn't have to be on a set schedule either, and it can be a one-off. So it's very flexible.
What took you down the path of franchise? I think that's a very lofty ambition to run across Canada. What prompted you as a businesswoman to want to do that?
Initially, I thought I could handle it all, and I was very eager to really make sure that I knew how my company was being run, and I wanted it a certain way. After having experienced the other side of healthcare, I really wanted a quality organization. So I've worked hard for the last 6 years to build that kind of structure. But it's gotten to the point where we cannot service the number of people that want our services. We're getting calls from the island, from the Okanagan, from Ontario. People are constantly asking, where can we have your service where we live? Can we have your service where my parents are? And so we realized that it was time to start looking at expanding our team. We currently have, I believe, 5 franchisees on board or on the process of being on board across Canada. So it's really exciting to see the growth. And they're as excited and enthusiastic about this business as I am, which is great because I do definitely want to see the same culture carried forward with other franchisees and the same experience for the end user at the end of the day.
Fantastic. And you called this was it the silver?
Silver tsunami.
Silver tsunami, that's fantastic. But it's true. I think that we're all seeing, unfortunately, people around us getting older, and we know that stats say that, you know, people that are getting older and also cancer increase is going to be 50% in the next 20 years. So certainly you're in an industry of you know, taking care of people, and from what it sounds like, you're very compassionate as well. Thank you very much for being on our show today. Melody, where can people get a hold of you for your services? What's your website address, please?
Our website is housecallsnursing.ca, and they can also reach us on our 1-800 number, which is on that site.
What is the 1-800 number?
1-855-510-5155.
Melody, thank you for your time.
Thank you.